Okay, this is positive parenting lesson number two. In this lesson, we're going to focus on how to develop the positive parenting state, the first part, which is connecting first to your own positive emotional center as a parent. So we started to develop this idea in the first lesson, that each human being has two minds. We have the child mind in the body, and we have the adult mind in the head. This nonverbal mind in the body is without self-awareness, but it's got all these great things that we see in kids: spontaneity, full of energy and feeling, loves connection, knows how to play. So this nonverbal mind in the body is where our deepest creativity and love comes from. The verbal mind in the head is our social mind. The verbal mind in the head is our conscious mind. It has self-awareness. It understands rules and social roles and how to plan and how to think intellectually. We need both of these minds to live in the world. But the child lives primarily in the nonverbal body mind. So the responsibility of parenting is to help the child develop this head mind, this social mind, this intellectual mind. This is the challenge of parenting. As I say, this is the challenge of positive hypnosis, which is why positive parenting is a type of positive hypnosis. So to do this sort of positive hypnosis, not negative, positive hypnosis, the parent needs to start with a positive connection to the nonverbal body mind. If you, as a parent, are disconnected from this first mind, the child will feel unseen, unheard, confused. No positive connection can occur. So this positive connection that you need to make as your first connection, positive connection to the nonverbal body mind, it starts with the parent, his or her self. You, as a parent, need to start with a positive connection to your own nonverbal mind. This creates a base for understanding. This creates a way that you can join, harmonize, and effectively be with your child. I'm going to guide you in this lesson in how to develop a positive parenting state with a connection to your own nonverbal mind as the first base. Whenever you're stuck, which is a lot as a parent, I'm going to ask you to remember and to be practicing how to come back to your own nonverbal connection to yourself. And remember, this is what your child is most watching in you. More than listening to your words, your child feels you. They're watching how you connect to that childlike part of yourself. So parenting gives us a good opportunity, a responsibility to learn how to make positive connection to our own inner child, to our own nonverbal body. So I'm going to guide you through an exercise now on how you can practice that, how you can do that. Find a good place where you can settle in and settle down. You're going to have about 10 minutes for this process. So make sure that people know that you need 10 minutes for yourself. Find a place of quiet. Put aside all of your books and your notes. Turn off the TV. Put your smartphone in another room, preferably. This is a time just for you. So you can be sitting, you can be standing, whichever. Sit up straight or stand straight. Have a straight spine. Let's start with both feet flat on the floor, so that you can begin to take a few moments just to say, this is a time for me. Take a few moments to breathe. Give yourself a positive message. This is a time to feel my body as a temple, as a sanctuary, as a safe place. This is a time to feel your body as if it were sitting in a garden, enjoying nature, being safe and natural and at ease. Now we're going to start with a process of breathing qi, taking your breath all the way through your body from the earth all the way up into the sky, heaven and earth connect. I'm going to ask you when you're ready to breathe in, and imagine breathing in from the earth below you. Breathe in through your body. Breathe in all the way up through your body. Let yourself breathe all the way up through the top of your head. You might let your head roll back just a little bit, your eyes roll back just a little bit. So you feel your awareness going all the way up to the heaven. Feel a beautiful space up in the heaven. Feel a beautiful energy up in heaven. Lift your arms up, perhaps. And then feel that heavenly energy just begin to come down like a shower. Waterfall. And as you breathe out, you close your eyes. Stand underneath the purifying shower. Stand underneath the purifying energy from the heaven. Let it relax you. Let it release all the tension, all the toxins, and go all the way down into the earth of your ancestors, the earth of your connection, hundreds and hundreds of years of wisdom, of tradition, hundreds and hundreds of years, really. Let's do that again. You can breathe in through your body slowly. Feel the breath coming all the way up through your body slowly. All the way up, breathe it up through your neck, your head. Roll your head back. Roll your eyes back. Lift your awareness up to the heaven. Lift your arms. It's a way of opening to something beyond your little mind. And then feel beautiful, purifying shower come down, like standing under a shower in the morning, standing under the shower in the evening, complete relaxation, complete releasing of tension, standing under a shower. Good. once you begin to open the channel, open the channel of flow. Now I'm just going to point out that we have at least three minds, the mind in our head, the mind in our heart, and the mind in our belly. And a positive hypnosis connection connects the head with the heart, with the belly mind. So as you breathe in and relax, open your body, feel that golden energy. And then let's touch upon your awareness of your heart mind. Feel sensation of your heart mind. Could ache a little bit, could be pulsating, could be a warm sensation. And take your hands and touch them to your heart. I want you to imagine that your heart mind is its own intelligence, its own wisdom, just as if it was a lovely child. And touch it like you would touch somebody you deeply, deeply love. And as you touch it with your hands, touch it with your mind, smile. And feel that smile. Allow yourself to bring kindness, human connection to your heart mind. Touch it, smile, breathe deeply, extend kindness. And then you can gently say, I see you, I feel you. I accept you, and I love you. Smile, touch your heart, I see you, I feel you, I accept you, and I love you. Good. This is your first connection in positive parenting. Now let your hands slide down to your belly mind, your tan tien. Let your hands connect to your belly mind. And imagine in your belly there's another part of you, another wisdom, another mind. That's your belly mind. It's also in your child. Touch it with your hand. Touch it like you're touching somebody you deeply, deeply love. Relax. Breathe. Smile. And feel that nice smile in connection to your belly mind. And then speak the statement again as you smile. I see you. I feel you. I accept you. I love you. Smile. Touch. See. Smile. I see you. I feel you. I accept you. I love you. These are your bases. Now connect just for a few moments before we conclude. One hand to your heart, one hand to your belly. Smile. As a parent, I start with a connection to my whole being, to my heart. Smile. to my belly mind. Smile to my kindness. And I make that connection with me as a way to create a place to welcome my child, to see the same in them. This is something to practice every day, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. Use it whenever you need to reconnect, whenever you're stressed, whenever you want to think about how to positively parent your child. This is your base. Take a few moments to enjoy that, to enjoy what you learn. And when you're ready, take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes, move around. That's the end of lesson 2. Positive parenting state always starts with connection to yourself. Great. See you for lesson 3. Bye-bye.